There are questions today about Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's past. The governor's medical school yearbook page from 1984 shows a photo of two people, one in blackface and one in a KKK robe and hood. Northam has admitted he is in the photo. For more, we're joined by NPR's Sarah McCammon. She is at the Eastern Virginia Medical School Library, where this yearbook was kept. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Good to talk to Rory.
Start by telling us a little more about what we know about this photo.
Right. So I'm actually not far from the library. I'm on the campus of Eastern Virginia Medical School, where Governor Ralph Northam went to med school. And I just looked at the yearbook photo a few minutes ago at the reference desk. It's kind of a standard yearbook, you know, where it's split up into sections of pages for each alum. And Ralph Northam's page has some pretty typical yearbook pictures in it. Looks like a typical portrait, one that appears to be him in front of a car, kind of a cool sports car, another one with a cowboy hat, and then the one that is drawing a lot of attention and is quite offensive to pretty much everyone, appears to show one person in blackface and another person, as you said, in a KKK costume. It's not clear which of those people is Governor Northam, but he did just put out a statement acknowledging that he appeared in these photos and apologizing for it.
And besides admitting that he is one of the people in the photo, what is he saying about it?
Well, he says he's deeply sorry for the decision to appear in the photo and for the hurt that decision caused then and now. He says that behavior is not in keeping with who he is today and the values he stands for. And he goes on to say that he recognizes it will take time and serious effort to heal the damage this conduct has caused. And he says he's ready to do that work.
Unsurprisingly, there has been a lot of reaction to this photo. Tell us what some of the responses have been.
Right. I have seen condemnation on both sides. I mean, this is clearly a racist image. There's not much question about that. The question, I think, now is how the governor will move forward, if he will stay in office. So far, there's no indication of anything to the contrary, but the Virginia Republican Party chairman is calling on Northam to resign. He put out a statement through his spokesperson a little while ago saying that what Northam did was unforgivable. Quote, given his statements on the right to life coupled with the most recent revelations, he's lost the moral authority to continue to govern and should resign immediately. That is a reference to a big controversy that's been going on this week, Ari, about abortion legislation here in Virginia. And he's also been condemned on the left, I should say, for appearing in this photo.
You've been reporting on this abortion legislation in Virginia and the controversy surrounding it, which included Governor Northam. He was having a very bad week before this photograph came out. Put this in context for us.
Right. There was a proposal that failed in the Virginia House of Delegates that would have expanded access to abortion, removed a lot of restrictions on abortion, including a requirement that three physicians sign off on third trimester abortions and certify that they are necessary to protect a woman's life or health. That has been has generated a lot of debate about third trimester abortion, and the governor's support for it has drawn round condemnation from abortion rights opponents and others, and all the way up to President Trump. So he'd already had it this week, held a press conference to explain his position on that, and then this surfaced.
Just in our last 30 seconds, this story is moving so quickly, has blown up so fast. What do you expect to happen next? Is this it for tonight?
It's hard to say. The Republicans are calling for him to resign. I saw MoveOn.org, which is a liberal group, calling for him to resign if he did indeed appear in the photo, which he says he did. I think we'll just have to wait and see whether he's able to weather the storm or whether he decides he has to go.
That's NPR's Sarah McCammon on the campus of Eastern Virginia Medical School. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.